هل ترغبون ننتظرهم أو نبدأ الآن؟ لأن الأخوة يظنون أن بعد العشاء كلمة.
The Sheikh mentioned that there are some individuals that have not come yet because they are of the impression that the talk will be after Isha. Should we wait or should we begin?
ماذا ترون؟ نبدأ؟ Okay. نبدأ إن شاء الله.
We will start now. Inshallah.
هذه الزايدة الجميع يأخذ في الوسط. So everybody, أنتم طلاب علم,
أنتم يا طلاب العلم الذين لم تخرج لحاكم, خذوا على نفسكم.
Even the young boys who they are really
young boy,
the young students,
the young man. أي نعم, الذين لم تخرج لحاهم.
Whose beards have not come out yet, then you should also take a copy of this.
هؤلاء رجال.
You are young men.
هذا عط. عط الذي ليس عنده. نبدأ إن شاء الله. Start.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. غفر الله لنا ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمسلمين. يقول الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في قواعد الأربع, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة. شيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى mentioned in the beginning of his treatise titled The Four Principles that I ask Allah, the Kareem, the Rabb, the Almighty, the Lord of the Mighty Throne, to protect you in this world and in the hereafter.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, أما بعد. فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذا اللقاء المبارك الشهري, وهذا المجلس سوف يعقد في شرح القواعد الأربع للشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب, وها قد بدأ بقوله أسأل الله العظيم, هنا بداية السؤال, وهذه طريقة واستهلال مبارك أنه يدعو للقارئ السامع.
The Shaykh began by mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by sending the salams upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions and family members and those who follow him. And then he praised Allah for allowing us to come together once again for a monthly gathering, a gathering that we ask Allah to make it blessed. And that which will be explained in this gathering is Qawaid al-Arba by Shaykh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. And in the beginning, he supplicates asking Allah to bless the reader, to bless the reader, to bless the student of knowledge. And there's no doubt that this is a beneficial way of beginning by supplicating for the student or the reader.
أن يتولاك الله في الدنيا والآخرة. ما هي الولاية؟
That Allah protects you in this life and in the next life. What is this type of protection or this type of friendship?
ولي الله هو حبيب الله الذي أحبه وحبه.
The wali of Allah is the individual that Allah loves and the individual that Allah protects.
بماذا تنال الولاية؟
How can an individual obtain this? How can an individual obtain this love of Allah and this protection from Allah?
تتحقق بخمسة أمور.
This can be obtained by way of five factors or five elements.
سأذكرها ثم سأسأل عنها.
I'm going to mention these five elements or factors and then I'm going to ask pertaining to them.
واحد, توحيد الله وعدم الإشراك به. توحيد الله وعدم الإشراك به. اثنين,
The first element is that sincerity for Allah and not committing partners with Allah. This is the first element that must be implemented in order to acquire the love and the protection from Allah.
اتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والابتعاد عن البدع والمحدثات. اتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والابتعاد عن المحدثات والبدع.
The second factor is that following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and abstaining from all types of innovation and things which are invented in the religion.
ثلاثة لزوم الطاعات والابتعاد عن المعاصي والمنكرات. لزوم الطاعات والابتعاد عن المعاصي والمنكرات.
The third element is that a person has to be in a constant state of obedience. Person is in constant state of obedience and they abstain from sins and wrongdoings.
هذه كم واحدة الآن؟
How many have I mentioned so far?
Three.
وعلى تقسيم آخر هذه ست.
There is actually, it can also be broken down, the three that I've already mentioned can also be broken down so that they are in fact 6 points.
عرفتم لماذا ست؟
Why would I say that they are 6 points? The 3 points that I've mentioned so far.
هل عرفتم؟ كل مسألة بضدها.
The reason why I say that there are six, because every factor, the opposite of it means that the opposite of it is also obligatory.
الخامسة والسادسة.
The fifth and the sixth.
الابتعاد عن الشهوات المحرمة والشبهات.
Is that the person abstains from desires that which are forbidden?
الرابعة والخامسة.
الرابعة والخامسة.
نعم, the fourth and the fifth.
الابتعاد عن الشهوات المحرمة.
Is that the person abstains from the evil desires?
والشبهات.
And the doubts. The evil desires and the doubts. That's the fourth and the fifth.
الشهوات المحرمة هذه الرابعة. الخامسة الشبهات.
The fourth is that the person abstains from all type of evil desires. And the fifth is that the person abstains from the doubts.
من حقق هذه الخمس أصبح ولي الله.
Whoever is able to obtain or fulfill these five factors and elements, they will be a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
للدنيا والآخرة لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
In this life and in the next life, they will not fear, nor will they be sad or depressed.
الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور.
Allah mentions in the Quran that He is the protector of those who believe. He mentions in the Quran that He's the protector of those who believe. He takes them out of darkness and He leads them, He brings them into light.
الشرك ظلمات, البدع ظلمات, المعاصي والمنكرات ظلمات, الشهوات المحرمة ظلمات, الشبهات ظلمات.
Shirk is darkness. Innovation is likewise darkness. Sins are darkness. Doubts and desires are likewise darkness.
والشيطان ولي الذين كفروا يخرجهم من النور إلى الظلمات.
And the shaitan, the devil, the shaitan is the individual who he befriends those who disbelieve. He takes them out of the light and he brings them to the darkness.
الشرك, البدع, المعاصي والمنكرات, الوقوع بالشهوات المحرمة والشبهات, كلها ظلمات.
So, falling into shirk, and falling into innovation, and falling into innovation, and falling into evil desires, all of this is considered from the darkness.
هذه هي الخمس.
These are the five elements which must be implemented in order for a person to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to befriend them and to protect them.
تقارب وحتى الإخوة الذين في الخارج يكون لهم مجال داخل. تقارب.
Come close so that the brothers that are standing outside can come in. Come close so that the brothers that are standing outside can come in.
الذي يجيب بهذه الخمس يأتي يأخذ من هذه الكتب ما يشاء.
The individual, the sheikh is going to question you about the five elements that he just mentioned. Whoever can answer them will take from the materials that are available.
لو أسألكم عموما هل تجيبون جوابا عاما؟
If I was to ask everyone, would everyone be able to answer?
واحد, number one, التوحيد وترك الشرك. Second, ما شاء الله. وترك. Third, number three. Five. Five or four?
Four.
Okay, four. الشهوات المحرمة لأن هناك شهوات غير محرمة تجوز.
Now be careful with the number four. It's because the impermissible form of desires, because there are permissible forms of desires.
علما بأن الشهوات والشبهات داخلة في الثلاث لكن ميزت لأنها الخطر الأكبر.
Impermissible desires and deviation, which is doubts, they are from the previous three, but we mention them specifically because they are extremely dangerous.
وبما أنكم أجبتم جميعا فلكل بيت هدية تمر.
Because all of you have answered the question, then every family can take a pack of dates. We have a pack of dates here.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول بيت ليس فيه تمر أهله جياع.
And an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that any home that does not have dates, then that is the home of hungry individuals.
هذه هدية من لكم.
This is a gift from me to every family.
نكمل.
And now we will continue.
العزاء. لا بس. Also the single.
The single men can also take.
كل الشباب single هذا والله. يكفي كثير. طيب اقرأ.
Then ثم قال الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت وأن يجعلك ممن
أن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت. هل تعرفون المبارك حيثما كان من هو؟
The statement of the author that Allah makes you blessed wherever you may be. Do you happen to know who is the individual who is blessed wherever he may be?
هو الذي اهتم بهذه الخمس ويدعو بها حيثما كان.
In fact, he is the individual that implements the five elements that we mentioned previously, and he calls to those elements wherever he may be.
هو الآمر بالمعروف الناهي عن المنكر المعلم للخير في أي مكان إن كان فهذا مبارك حيثما كان.
He is the one that enjoins the good and forbids the evil and calls to all good wherever he may be.
هذا هو المبارك. نسأل الله يجعلنا وإياكم مباركين حيثما كنا.
This is the individual who is in fact blessed. And we ask Allah and we supplicate to Him to make us blessed wherever we may be.
بالنسبة للشباب الصغار عندهم الآن بريك يستطيعون يذهبون للعب.
The young boys, we've kept them enough. Now they have a break. They can go and play outside.
طيب نكمل الآن درسنا.
And now the men will continue their lesson. The reason why the Sheikh allowed the boys to go now so that there can be space for the newcomers.
طيب أكمل. Keep it quiet, please. Keep it quiet. All the young man, keep it quiet.
ثم قال الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى: وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكر، وإذا ابتلي صبر، وإذا أذنب استغفر.
هذه ثلاثة أمور تعتبر مهمة جدا.
These three points, and the first of them is that I ask Allah to make you from amongst those, if they are given a blessing, they are grateful. And if they are tested, they are patient. And if they commit a sin, they seek His forgiveness. Sheikh Muhammad bin Ramzan al-Hajri commented, Habibullah ta'ala, by saying, these are extremely important matters.
ما معنى هذه الأمور؟ سنتناولها الآن واحدة تلو الأخرى.
The meaning of each sentence, we will take it one by one.
إذا أعطي شكر، من الذي أعطاه وشكر من؟
The statement of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab is that the individual, that if he's given something, he's grateful. Who is the one that is giving something and who is he grateful to?
الذي أعطاه هو الله. فالعبد يشكر الله على عطاء الله.
The one who gave you something, he is Allah. And therefore the servant should be grateful to Allah for everything which he has bestowed upon him.
من الذي وفقك للإسلام؟ من الذي وفقك للتوحيد؟ من الذي وفقك للسنة؟ من الذي وفقك لزوم الطاعات وترك المعاصي والمنكرات؟
You should reflect, who is the individual that gave you the success to come to Islam? Who is the individual that gave you the success to implement Tawheed? Who is the individual that gave you the success to implement the Sunnah? Who is the individual that gave you the success to stay away from sins and disobedience?
Who Allah.
There's no doubt this individual, he is Allah.
وشكر النعمة تزيد وتستقل.
And when you're grateful for the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon you, it will increase the blessings.
لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ.
Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, if you are grateful, I would increase you.
بِمَاذَا يَكُونَ الشُّكُرُ.
How does a person show gratitude?
أَعْظَمْ شَيْءٍ هُوَ التَّوْحِيدُ.
The greatest thing that you can do to show your gratitude to Allah is to implement the Tawheed.
وإذا ورد في القرآن الشكر فالمعني به التوحيد. وإذا ورد في القرآن الشكر المعني به التوحيد.
Whenever the wording of shukr, whenever the wording of shukr, which is gratitude, whenever it is mentioned in the Quran, Allah is referring to Tawheed.
وقليل من عباد الشكور الموحد.
Well, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran a verse to prove that. Well, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and very few of my servants are grateful, meaning very few of my servants are upon monotheism.
قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون.
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, say, He is the one that has brought you to life and gave you hearing and sight and hearts so that you may be grateful.
هذا هو شكر النعمة.
So in fact the implementation of Tawheed is in fact an individual who is being grateful for the blessings.
ويأتي بعد ذلك شكر الوالدين. أشكرني ولوالديك.
Also after the implementation of Tawheed, after the implementation of Tawheed is that an individual has to be grateful to who? To his parents.
ثم يأتي جوزاء صنائع المعروف.
And then after that, you are to be grateful to anyone who has done something good for you.
لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس.
This is based on the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever does not show gratitude toward the people, he has not shown gratitude toward Allah.
إذا أعطي شكر هذه الأولى. الثانية.
So this is the statement of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, is that when he is given something, he is grateful. The next one, وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ الصَّبْرُ. If he is tried, if he is afflicted with a trial, he is patient.
الابتلاء سنة. في الأنبياء.
Being tested is a sunnah. It's something common even amongst the prophets and messengers.
أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء فالأمثل فالأمثل. ماذا؟
The smear. On the place.
What do you want to say?
You need to. You need
another mic. I have the mic. I need the cord from the place.
Another cord. Okay.
Okay.
As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in an authentic hadith, the people who have the most trials and tribulations are the prophets and messengers.
تبتلى في أشياء كثيرة أشدها الابتلاء في الدين.
A person is tested in many things, but the greatest test that a person can receive is being tested in his religion.
تدرون ما هو أشد ابتلاء في الدين؟
What is the do you know what is the greatest test in your religion?
الثبات على الدعوة السلفية.
The greatest test in your religion is to remain firm and steadfast upon the correct call of the Salaf.
بكثرة الأهواء والفتن.
This is because of the abundant amount of desires and tribulations.
القابض على دينه كالقابض على جماعه.
The proof for that is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam: the person who holds on to his religion is like the individual who holds on to a burning coal.
الاستقامة على السنة لزوم الهدي.
Staying firm upon the Sunnah, staying firm upon the correct guidance.
You can stay there
and make a mic and translate when you did. Okay. بس كنت استطيع إذا ما في وصلة طويلة
بجمع ها بجمع
لا إذا كان يمكن مشكلة الوصلة
طيب
وكان دي
يمكن we're going to
we'll hear that إن شاء الله okay